Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. This week, we take a ride on an iconic Brazilian tram connecting downtown Rio de Janeiro with the hilltop district of Santa Teresa. Carrying 32 passengers and a few hangers-on, these historic streetcars wind their way through the sights and stories of the neighbourhood. Monocle's Lucinda Elliott jumps on board to tell us more.
Venturing to the steep, winding hilltop neighbourhood of Santa Teresa, an unusual sound comes up behind passers-by. Bopping along at a leisurely pace is the area's iconic bright yellow tram. A bit like the 50-style buses on the island of Malta, or Cuba's classic cars, Rio de Janeiro's tram system that guides commuters from the city centre up to this mountain district has become part of any quintessential Brazilian experience. The tram, or bonde, as it's known in Portuguese, built in 1877, is the oldest running electric railway in South America. In fact, the word bonde means bond, a nod to how the tram network that replaced traditional horse cars was first financed through public bonds. Some of Rio's best views of its lush landscapes and vast Guanabara Bay unfold on her journeys that run daily. Carrying up to 32 passengers, the 6-kilometre route begins in the bustling, grittier downtown, pushing up and through the tropical palms, pink bromelia and bougainvillea to the famous Two Brothers Mountains. Originally, Santa Teresa, that was designed around a remote convent back in the 1750s in honour of Saint Teresa of Avila, became a welcome retreat for the landed gentry in Brazil. Rio was the country's first capital, but it was riddled with disease, yellow fever, and poverty down by its port. The elite took refuge high up in this neighbourhood, building their mansions, many that can still be seen today, with breathtaking views from their verandas. The local public park stands within the ruins of an old mansion that belonged to a patron who would rally artists and intellectuals for social gatherings at the turn of the last century. Today, there are free weekly outdoor concerts and a gallery. But as connectivity improved and the population swelled, the area that had been largely cut off from the city inevitably changed. In more recent years, the steep hillside is a mix of working-class Brazilians with a bohemian underbelly, left perhaps in part by those same patrons. Tiny art studios peer out through doorways, and come evening, music plays in and among the tower blocks and estates. Located in the centre of Santa Teresa is one of Rio's most cherished art museums, the Museu da Chácara do Céu. It showcases the private art collection of Brazilian businessman Raimundo Maia. Brazilian art, European works by Monet and Matisse, plus dozens of rare antiques are on display. In the weeks ahead of Carnival this year, performers have been gathering on the main cobblestone strip in what are known as blocos, groups of performers who dance to samba rhythms, taking a following with them down the winding stairwells and walkways. It can be particularly testing after a few cold beers. Most blocos began as simple groups of friends coming together to dance and mingle in the street, and then caught on. But the tram, for those who get tired, is on hand to carry stragglers up or down from where they join the party. There are blocos dedicated to all kinds of music styles across Rio. In Santa Teresa, the parades are run by the Bloco das Carmelitas. Dances are centred around the story of a nun who escaped over the walls of the area's convent to then return. It kicks off on Almirante Alexandrino Street, and most revellers tip up wearing a colourful veil to commemorate her story. If you make it to Rio this year, get off a few tram stops up from the city centre, at Largo dos Guimarães, and follow the lively rattle of her drums and tambourines.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production, and our thanks to Lucinda Elliott for today's episode. Remember, tune in every Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, City Lovers.